other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, into the third and final hour. Ton of news coming up. We're joined by Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, analyzing this new 9/11 bill, this super Patriot Act with a national ID card and all these other provisions. Larry, in your great analysis of it from gunowners.org, you go through some of the most dangerous subsections. Can you go over those for us?
Okay, well, 2173 of H.R. 10 is the... you might say the original bill that Hastert put in, and this, as you were saying, is the airline gotcha. This is the one that they're going to have all the info they want in order for you to be able to fly, and certainly there wouldn't be anything to keep them from putting your medical records, so much for that confidentiality between you and your doctor. So much for the so-called HIPAA to protect your medical record confidentiality. That was a joke to start with, and the laugh goes on. The confidential financial records could be in there. Library records, you know, what kind of books you've been reading, boy? Maybe we don't want you flying. You might have been reading something about the Constitution. There have been agencies of government even recently that thought that was a good indicator of potential terroristic activity. And certainly there wouldn't be anything to stop them from packing in the gun records. So in microcosm, what they could do to airline passengers is... in the end, what they could end up doing to the entire population. Not only could you perhaps not fly because of something that was flagged in one of these databases, but as this expands, it could well keep you from getting a job, from opening a bank account, whatever. The driver's license is going to be the main vehicle for all of this. They're going to tell the states, and we're still looking in the Constitution. We haven't quite found where the federal government gets off telling the states what kind of driver's license to have. But they're going to tell the states how to set up that driver's license. And it will be designed with a biometric, and we're assuming that means your thumbprint. And let's take a step back. Fingerprints, as we have learned if no other way, we learned from Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who blew the whistle at the FBI lab, fingerprints are not something that is a 100% identifier. We may hear FBI lab agents testify that they have 100% match with somebody, but they've never defined what a match was. And when you get right into it, a match is kind of like pornography in the eye of a judge. I'll tell you when I see it. It's not science. And yet this is going to be used on our cards and supposedly to keep our card from getting into the hands of somebody else. Well,
and again, the illegal aliens are already getting matricula card waivers. Earlier this year, Bush said, Americans have to thumb scan and face scan to leave. Foreigners have to come in. Unless you're coming across the southern border, you don't have to. We're doing a waiver for you. So something citizens have to do to get driver's license, covertly already building this federally standardized system. Now they're making it the law. The illegals don't have to. There's already a waiver. It's a total red herring excuse or scam to sell this to the American people.
Right. They every time you start to get wobbly about, well, should we really go along with all this invasion of our privacy, they raise up the specter of the illegal aliens. And again, like we were saying before the break, at the top of the hour, you can deal with illegal aliens if you're serious at the border.
Well, you can also prosecute employers that knowingly hire a bunch of them.
As long as you don't have to use a national ID card to show that that's what they were doing.
And you don't even have to do that. You just go in and show it.
You can keep them from coming in a whole lot better than anything the government has ever tried to do, because the government doesn't want to.
Well, everybody should have known. I mean, the big foundations, the government, they love what's happening.
Exactly.
So they know 87% of us are upset about this. So they go, okay, we'll give you a national ID card. How's that sound? And then it has nothing to do with it, and they give the illegals a waiver. Larry Pratt, stay there. I want to hear a little bit on the other side of the break about where the Second Amendment's at right now, what's happening legislatively. We'll be right back.
All right.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking to Larry Pratt about the new Super Patriot Act with a national ID card in it, and openly they'll track and list what type of citizen you are on it, you've got any bad credit or whatever, what library books you read, and how many taxes you pay, and how many times you've been divorced, and everything else is on there. And they're admittedly going to use it the way national ID cards are always used, to enslave and control us. And it's got everything else in this bill, Patriot Act 2 provisions, you name it. I mean, they just go from bad to worse, Larry Pratt. We throw out hundreds of cities, throw it out, a bunch of states throw it out, and so Congress says, we don't care. It's got an illegal alien provision in it, which, of course, is a fraud, so we're going to go ahead and pass it. It's passed the House and the Senate out of committee. How long until this thing could pass, this monstrosity could pass out of the full Congress?
Well, it has passed the floor of both houses, and we're not sure.
Now it's in conference, right?
Exactly. When this thing is going to actually be taken up in a conference committee. So there's still time to try to impact on this. And as you know, one of the things that we've found to be helpful when enough people can get enough time to take action is to use our website at gunowners.org. The top of the alerts that are stacked there on that page as you come to our website deals with what we're talking about. It's called H.R. 10. If you scroll down inside that alert, you'll see a place where you can click and send an email to express your opposition to this monster. It'll take all of about 15 seconds, and it's something that I do regularly when we send these out, and it's a very easy-to-use system, but if we get enough people doing this, if enough people pass it around to enough other people, who knows, we may still get them to back off.
And then there's another problem here. David Dreyer, the neocon Republican from California, Mr. Open Border, this guy has introduced his own national ID card bill that does a lot of the same stuff. In fact, it's even worse. And so if we shoot this down, they've got another torpedo shooting out at us.
Right. We've got to let them know that the whole idea is just not acceptable. And by the way, Mr. Dreyer is the same guy who refused to allow Representatives Goode and Paul, Virgil Goode and Ron Paul of Virginia and Texas, respectively, to offer an amendment to a bill that was in his Rules Committee that would have pretty much compelled the bureaucrats to stop fooling around arming pilots and getting their hands off so the pilots could actually be armed. So David Dreyer doesn't believe in self-defense, doesn't believe in the American people being part of the homeland defense that we hear so much
about. But he is a good Bohemian Grove member. And
well, he's sure out to lunch, I'll tell you. He has done us a world of hurt because he's been involved in all of these things.
What is it like for you to see somebody like Arnold, who's anti-gun, pro-open border? And I was at the Republican convention. I was in there. They were worshiping him. What's happened to the Republican Party when Arnold Schwarzenegger is being worshipped?
Well, I'll tell you, Dana Rohrabacher is one of a number of members of the House alone, Senator Hatch in the Senate, who have introduced amendments to make it so that basically Arnold Schwarzenegger would no longer be prohibited from running for president.
And by the way, in a major poll, 2-1, Republicans and Democrats don't want him to be able to be president.
At least for now, until the propaganda machine gets going. But they would basically have an amendment tailored for Arnold Schwarzenegger so he could run for president. Now, think about this. As bad as Schwarzenegger would be, and I think that'd be pretty bad, George Soros, the socialist from Hungary, who right now can only contribute to political campaigns.
He could run for president.
He'd be able to run for president. That would be really cool. We'd have a Colombian cartel-connected socialist, to be polite. I think
we could set up the Austrian-Hungarian Empire again. He could be Arnold could be his VP.
at least be in charge of his physical training. So, now, I tell you, this is they're losing contact with reality here in Washington. And
they really are, folks. I know you've got to go in a few minutes, Larry. A few weeks ago, the Republican House passes a bill to lift the gun ban in D.C., which is great, but they knew full well they couldn't get it to the Senate in time. So why didn't they do this a few months ago when it had a chance to pass? Is this just political grandstanding?
Well, even if it were that, I'd love to see the vote in the Senate. I would expect the Senate would have a filibuster, and, you know, I think we could use that in these elections to clarify the campaigns in a number of states. And by not having the vote, they're simply protecting the anti-gunners there in the Senate. And so, yes, we would have done better had we had more time to try to work this. Senator Frist could bring it up and have a vote on it quickly if he wanted to. That's not a problem. The rules are there to allow him to do it. In fact, we've been trying to show him exactly what it would take.
But they can't have that. They can't have the crime rate drop like Kennesaw, 89%. Excuse me, I was
Alex,
wrong.
That would be
95%.
A major embarrassment because, in fact, I just wanted to pull my hair out when I heard even a Republican from Northern Virginia, Frank Wolf, on the floor of the House lament that if we got rid of the D.C. gun law, why, guns would get into the wrong hands. Hello, Representative Wolf. Who do you think has them now in the district? But just a few weeks before, I had spoken to him, and, you know, I tried to be nice. I said, hey, I want to congratulate you for the attention you've been bringing to the genocide in the Sudan. When are we going to get arms over into the hands of the defenders? And he said, well, we're going to have sanctions pretty soon. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, I bet Kofi Annan would love that. He lost his oil money from Iraq. This will let him get his hand back in the international pocket again. But I said, look, nice first step, but what about getting arms into their hands? You know, surface-to-air missiles. They could shoot down the bombers and things like that. Oh, well, we'd have to worry about those getting into the wrong hands and shooting down an airliner. I said, so, Frank, you're just going to let another million people get killed? Is that it? That's the answer?
Exactly. Living in this fear all the time. But last question, Larry Pratt, and we'll give out your website and phone number. We're honored to have you and your great work. Where is the assault weapons ban? They've sworn that they'll keep bringing it forward, and that's number one. And part, A-B of that question, part two of that question is how are the states now operating, and how has this really changed the scope of the landscape that the assault weapons ban wonderfully expired in September?
Well, the expiration is a done deal. Certainly for now, they're going to continue. Feinstein has promised that. But I think Frist, we know, and he knows we know, that he knows the rules of these, how to block these things. And so I think with some vigilance, we're going to be able to contain it in the Senate. That means the battle is going to shift to the states, which is kind of what I think your question was leading to. And we're going to have to do a lot more work, because we're going to have battles now scattered in who knows how many different states. We beat one back in Maryland last year, which was actually very encouraging. But nevertheless, there's going to be a lot of work just trying to keep these guys from popping up anywhere and everywhere around the country in the state capitals.
All right, Larry Pratt, anything else you want to add?
Well, let me just take the opportunity, which you've been nice enough to offer, to urge people to go to gunowners.org. You can sign up free and join our email list. It's not a lot of stuff that comes out, but when it comes out, it's information on what's going on and what you can do about it. It makes it pretty easy to do it. Gunowners.org, and if you can't do that, we'd be glad to send you info. Call us. Our toll-free number is 888-88-6-GUNS or 888-886-GUNS.
All right, or gunowners.org. And I have to tell you, Larry, I wrote my analysis of Patriot Act 2 back in January of last year. A lot of people couldn't believe it. But then a few months later, you came out with your analysis and found stuff even worse than what I found. And that really helped us back it off at that point. Because, you know, you guys have incredible credibility. A lot of folks don't know who I am. They do know who you are and who your lawyers and congressional, analyst and former congressional aides like yourself and others are, so you're able to look at these bills. But people need to get out of denial. If I hear one more so-called conservative praising this Super Patriot Act on talk radio, I think I'm going to scream. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. And to see them just use the conservative mantle to ram this down our throats when John Kerry and the Democrats are going to vote for it, they all love it. It's disgusting.
If we'd have had just a few more Republicans to vote against it, we probably could have stopped it. The Democrats probably play in politics, but they were voting against it in the House. It would not have taken much to have stopped it there, and so it's at least conceivable that the thing could be blocked again when it comes out of conference, but it's going to take a lot of people making a lot of contacts to their especially their members of the House. So have at the website at gunowners.org and go to that alert on H.R. 10. That's the I can't think of anything else we're going to be able to do right now to try
how
to stop
soon
it.
Could this pass out of the conference and go to the president's desk? I'm hearing in the next 2 weeks.
That's certainly possible. Any day that they're here in town is a day that we're vulnerable. So people need to be acting immediately.
All right, Larry Pratt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate
it. You bet. God bless. There goes Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we're going to now open the phones back up and get into a bunch of other news. As you, I'm sure, know, oil hit $54 a barrel yesterday, and then now it's gone down to 53. Ooh, boy. And then it's slated to go back up again, maybe past 54. Just ridiculous, totally staged. And I've got a bunch of other police state news on torture, you name it, that we need to go over. More on this new Super Patriot Act, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We got to get into this fight now on the Patriot Act 2, the new Super Patriot Act reintroduced. And we have that information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get it and email it out to everybody. We got to get rolling on this now and call into these fake neocon talk shows and tell them, how dare you lie to the people.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
All right, I'm going to go to Fred and Al and Margaret and Roger and John and everybody else. Let's go to them quickly. Thanks for holding. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I want to say that the first of all, Larry's a great guest. The media is the pivotal. We're the media also, but the media is the pivotal key to how the triumvirate, you know, the Congress and the judiciary have been squashed. I don't know what would you have any other methods or suggestions on how to be our own media, because how do we fight this mass communication model of a transmitter or a source and all the people who are dumbly listening to the wrong message? How do we fight that?
Well, Fred, it's a process. I mean, already 38% to 45% of their viewers and listeners have left and gone to alternative media. That's admitted. So they're losing. It's a process. That's why they're trying to expand their power, regulate, censor, control, because the reality of what they've done is now coming home to roost.
Where are they going? Are they going to the Internet, or are they going to just look at books and tapes? Because I think that...
They've done the studies. It's a smattering of all of those.
We have to have live media, not just books and tapes.
Sir, we do. We do have that. But it's about you becoming a leader and starting a neighborhood newspaper that goes out to 200 houses and has a sponsor or two in it, and, you know, the free market model. Then you start a website. Then you take sponsorship money and buy an hour every Sunday night on local talk radio. You do that for a year. Then you get, a weekly or nightly radio show. Then you get sponsors and you're paid to be on the air. All of you have to be leaders. It's a process.
Okay, now the other thing I want to bring up is Larry's suggestion to get in touch with your congressman and senator.
It does have some effect to let them know that we're aware of what they're
doing. Right. Well, I want to just tell you, when I got in touch with Spector and Santorum, I got a lot of basically a refusal to provide services unless you're a member of the press. If you are... even a small member of the press, that will force them basically not to ignore you. That's what you may have to do. You may have to be a press member of some sort.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? You called up and wanted something?
Yeah, I wanted something. I wanted to find out the legislative history of Patriot 2, because...
But you don't have to go to them. That's all on the Library of Congress website.
But that's not... Alex, that is not a correct history of it. I found out that Patriot 2 was introduced way before May 1st or May 3rd of 2003.
Sir, the Patriot Act was introduced on January 6th, 2003. We have the legislative enrollment sheet.
Well, Thomas, the website you're talking about says May 3rd of 2003.
Well, that's when they officially reintroduced it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, Fred. But the point is, it's introduced now. We got to fight it. That's the point. But good job for fighting it. Al in California. Al, go ahead.
Just a simple question. Where is the oil coming from Iraq's oil fields? Where is it physically going to?
Well, most of the oil is not flowing out of Iraq, but what is going down to the ocean there, being offloaded, and another pipeline is going into Turkey, and another pipeline is being completed into Israel.
So once it goes to those places, where does it go to, like, say, China? What happens?
It gets loaded on different oil company tankers and goes to different areas. I mean, most of our Alaskan oil goes on a pipeline to Japan and China, and we're not allowed to have it. Literally, almost none of it. I think about 2% of it goes to California. And so it's a big cartel, not just OPEC. OPEC's a part of the larger global cartel that's really run by the oil companies.
Okay, maybe one more thing, too. It's a little bit pre-9/11 stuff. Are you familiar with the genre of anime?
I don't understand. What did
anime,
you say?
Like Japanese animation. Are you familiar
with that? Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Japanese animation, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a film called Pat Labor 2?
Pat Labor?
Yeah.
No, I've watched a little bit of Japanimation, but I'm not a buff.
Anyways, this is sort of a little bit pre-9/11 type stuff in it. You might find interesting. It's part two, though. It's in any video store. Just go to the anime section.
Okay, but what happened?
I'd rather not. It's kind of complicated to get into it on the air.
But the government carries out a terror attack for police state control or something?
Something along those lines. But they mentioned stuff like, there's this defense family inside the intelligence community, and they carried out this attack on such and such a day, and they have software, computer programming glitches to fool the system,
and they're chasing phantom flames and stuff like this.
Wow, I gotta see that. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.active, the letter X, America.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Extremely thankful to all of our AM and FM affiliates, to the shortwave affiliates, to the internet affiliates, to everybody out there, that I am thankful for all of the sponsors and the great folks that run this broadcast. You're really doing a great job, and I commend the Genesis Network for all their fine work and for giving me a platform with zero censorship to tell the truth and to stand up against tyranny. The last caller, Al in California, brought up a Japanimation film where the government's carrying out terror attacks. Look, I mean, we've got The Long Kiss Goodnight, where the government carries out terror attacks for a pretext for war with foreign countries against the World Trade Center, and admits that the government bombed the World Trade Center the first time. They even admit reality in that film. We have the Philips TV ads that ran 2 years before 9/11, where two F-16s bombed the World Trade Centers, and then it says, Philips, changing your world. We have the Lone Gunman episode months before 9/11, where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Centers for martial law by remote control. We have, you know, all of this. We have the on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile coming up 9/11. And .0000, the lottery coming up 9/11 on that same day. That's impossible. We have the Madrid train bombings on 3/11, 911 days after it. And then he mentioned some new movie doing this. I mean, Hollywood's full of this, you know, where the evil general in that movie Final Fantasy wants his army to be able to attack the enemy. They won't listen, so he lets the enemy in to attack their own city as a pretext. I mean, children's movies have got this down. Children can grasp this. I talk about Attack of the Clones, Part 2 of the Star Wars trilogy, gets into this. Adolf Hitler did it. Operation Northwoods by our own government called for it. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. The USS Liberty was a staged event to blame Egypt. Over and over and over again, problem, reaction, solution. Just like Larry Pratt just said, how it's supposedly to stop all these illegal aliens, but they've put waivers in for the illegals with this new national ID card system. And so why do they put it in all these films? Well, some people are trying to warn us in the films, but others are just flaunting it and conditioning us and laughing at us. You know, in the past, I thought all these Hollywood people, in every case, were flaunting it. And some of them are, like Jerry Bruckheimer and Mr. Ailes at Fox Television. They are. But some Hollywood people are trying to warn us. I've talked to them. I know them. They are aware of what's happening. They're not all a bunch of moronic, carry-supporting idiots. They just quietly try to tell the truth the best they can. Let's go to Margaret in Illinois. Margaret, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Yeah, we don't have Margaret faded up there. And actually, I lost my audio when we came into the break. Lost my music, so we may have a button down wrong. Margaret, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I wanted to find out how I could get your program since our station canceled it. Would it be possible to get it on shortwave, and where could I get it?
How were you listening to the broadcast in Illinois?
WINI.
You know, WINI is an interesting station. They've been carrying us off and on for 4 or 5 years. They'll take us off for 6 months, put us back on. Do they still carry Rents at night?
I have no idea, but they carry Tom Hartman, who's a extreme liberal.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I would call other local AM and FM stations. Stations come and go. You know, every time we gain two or three new stations, two or three drop us. And we gain 10 new stations and 4 or 5 drop us or get bought. A lot of times it's stations are actually bought or get new managements, what happens. And I'd call the station up and go, well, they're about to pass the new national ID card. Do you think that's a good idea? Why don't you put Alex back on, or put Alex on at night at least? And the station seems to do that off and on. So,
well, they do.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to take me on, take me off, put me on, take me off. I don't know what to say. A lot of affiliates do that, and I have no idea.
Well, are you on shortwave?
Yes, ma'am. I am on shortwave during the day at 94.475.
9.475.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 9.475. And then from 9 to midnight central at 3210. And I hear WWCR booms in real nice, like AM radio, sometimes even better. They're in Illinois.
Did you just say?
WWCR.
WWCR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, I was wondering if I got a Sea Crane AM power radio, would that bring that station in, you think?
Yep. Are you talking about the wind-up
No, I'm talking about the Sea Crane AM extra powerful AM radio that they offer.
No, you have to have a shortwave radio.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shortwave. Shortwave is just lower on the AM band. AM radio is really, they call it kind of a medium wave. I'm not a radio expert, so I don't want to sound like a fool here to all the hams that listen, but there's different bands. It starts with shortwave, then goes up into AM, then goes up into FM, and then now it's going to start switching over to digital.
Okay.
Anything else on your mind, Margaret?
Oh, except that I missed your program.
How long? We got a lot of calls about that. Just have you called them about it?
Oh, I sure have. Several times. I'm going to call again.
All righty.
I even called them. I told you this before, and I hope the listeners hear it. But they were advertising the Maitreya, the world teacher. Tom Hartman is doing that. And I called the station and told them about that. And they're supposed to be Christian people that run the station. And it seems to be going over their heads.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Margaret. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, I was hoping to get on, Alex, with John, the communist slash socialist.
Hey, I tell you what, we got John on hold. Let's just bring John up right now. And John, without spouting slogans, you've got the floor as well. You and Roger, go ahead and have it out. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Actually, you know, I support much of what you're doing.
But hold on. Roger hasn't had his say yet, though. So, Roger, you have your say, and then John gets his. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to draw you out in three, four, five philosophical or religious questions. I think it's helpful at the front to separate the ideologues from the Illuminatis, who use the ideologues to provide the pseudo-intellectual cover for their power grabs. Now, do you accept as a basic philosophical or religious premise, John, that what differentiates socialism from volunteerism is the use of force in socialism?
No, in fact, I think that socialism is the only way that we're going to have any true populist, as you would call it, or people's power or control over our lives, because I think the source of power of the elite is their control of the means of life. Well,
but any centralized mechanism will be abused. Can't you get past left-right and get to the real paradigm of despotism on one end and freedom on the other?
So you said you disagree with the use of force, John?
Well, not necessarily. You have to defend yourself. You agree with that, Alex?
No, not in defense. I'm talking...
Force is simply a tactic. I'm talking about a system. I'm talking about a system in which the power does reside to the people by them taking control of all the means of production, the media, distribution, all of the means of life that are now owned by that elite, that corporate elite, that banking elite.
That funded all the commie bosses.
So you are...
Well, I mean, that's one of the falsehoods that I think of the Birch Society. I had to live through that during the Vietnam War, where they would put a false populist... disguise on really an elitist propaganda. They would claim somehow that the bankers are behind every progressive movement. Any movement that was fighting against imperialism was somehow funded by the elite. And in effect, it was a way of putting the most extreme version of elite propaganda in the guise of a populist ideology.
John, go ahead. Listen. The globalists did fund the fascist and the communist, and if you don't know that, you just don't know publicly admitted, confirmed, first-hand information. Roger, let's let Roger talk. Roger?
Well, you do, I trust, know, John, that it's the very same Illuminatis who possibly pretended but never definitely interfered with efforts to get rid of, say, Castro. You do know it was the same Illuminatis who...
No, I think that's ridiculous, because I think that's absolutely ridiculous. The United
How
States has...
Wait a minute.
The United States has waged a 45-year...
Let Roger talk.
How is it all the editors and such of the New York Times were all against Batista and for Castro, the great agrarian reform? If these people aren't connected, then what is connected?
Well, let me answer that. For 45 years, the United States has waged a war of terrorism, assassination.
We're going back 30 years now.
Excuse me, let me talk. Blowing up a Cuban airliner in 1976, introducing germ warfare into Cuba, bombing hotels, and now releasing the very people who were convicted in a Panamanian court for trying to assassinate Castro and blow up the University of Panama. This has just recently happened. Jeb Bush's close relationship with the president there has given a pardon to the very same people who were trying to assassinate Cuba, Castro, and blow up the university there because of their close association with Jeb Bush.
Roger talk. You're dominating the discussion.
Could you go back a little further to 30-some years ago when Castro was first installed? Who installed him?
The people installed him, and if you're talking about the New York Times, they may have thought that they had another puppet who could be manageable after their previous one had to be
discarded. Why did Eisenhower
call
him?
Because he could no longer hold on.
Why did Eisenhower call him the Abe Lincoln of the Caribbean?
I don't know that that's true, but I know that he was along with Nixon, the instigator of Operation Northwoods to frame him up so that he would be attacked. And we would have our country murdered by the Operation Northwoods Project. That came out of the Eisenhower-Nixon administration.
It was
Kennedy that called that off.
That was an afterthought to Castro's installation. You're jumping ahead now, John.
No, I'm talking about the Bay of Pigs. I'm
hey,
talking
sir,
about...
Hey, the most polluted, corrupt countries are these communist countries, and they're propped up, and we're moving all our industries to China. The globalist banker bosses love their little baby creations. They're the model drone society, John, and you are never going to get it. Thanks for the call.
What I'm worried about is that you may fall into the trap of the neocons as soon as they change the label from an anti-terrorist war to an anti-communist war. I don't think...
anti-communist war is a fraud and how they're behind it. Thanks for the call. Just like they're behind the terrorists, the Arab terrorists. Come on, grow up. You know, you're like people out there denying that the globalists created Saddam and created Noriega and helped prop up Ho Chi Minh and all of it. Thanks for the call, Roger. You know what? I'm going to just cover news here at the end of the broadcast. But, I mean, John calls in once a week or so, gets in, and I have him up, and it's just the same repeat. You know, he thinks because I don't like neocons and the New World Order that I'm going to go love the commies. The commies are a creation of it. Bush telling us he looked in Putin's eyes and saw a soul he could trust. And, you know, Putin's over there with fake school shootings, just like they're pulling them over here to give the kids all national ID cards and train them how to be good little slaves. It's the same system, and you can't get past that. We didn't have communist versus fascist left versus right discussions 110 years ago. It was all tyranny versus freedom. And then they introduced us in the universities to confuse everybody, and now everybody's confused. And John, you've got a lifetime of this stuff. I don't think you're a bad person. I think you just cannot get past your pre-programmed worldview. And I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry you can't wake up. By the way, folks, just a quick plug here. We've got a new special out on American dictators. It's a 90-plus minute expose chronicling the degeneration of America's political process. I rip away layer after layer of the false left-right paradigm and finally reveal the 2004 election for what it is, stage-managed theater that would make Shakespeare proud. We cover Bush and Kerry's close relations and cousins, the Bush, Skull and Bones, Kerry connection, and how they've sworn an allegiance against America. Their connection to organized crime, intelligence agencies, and the occult, that the Order of Death known as Skull and Bones has its members in the highest levels of every sector of the U.S. economy, from banking to government. I travel back to the elite encampment in Northern California, Bohemian Grove, where I first infiltrated 4 years ago and got the satanic ritual on tape. We show that while Bush and Kerry spout different rhetoric, their actions are almost identical. The film also takes a revealing look at Ralph Nader, the dark horse, would-be political spoiler of 04. I also take you to the front lines of the fight against the expanding police state, the new Super Patriot Act, National ID card, as well as some of the newest and most shocking revelations surrounding the September 11th cover-up. American Dictators is the must-see for anyone who wants to know the truth concerning how the global elite has hijacked both parties and is giving the American people a false choice, John, by exposing this rigged game where the global mob owns all the horses. American Dictators is able to unlock minds so the freedom-loving individuals can decipher the mainstream media propaganda for what it is, a military-industrial complex operation. Here's a quote. Long after the election of 04 is over, American Dictators will be just as pertinent to current events as when we first released it because it exposes the fraudulent system itself, a system that continues to repeat the same tricks over and over again. American Dictators exposes the scam. That's what I had to say about it. Now, it's available on DVD and VHS. The DVD has about 20 minutes of extra footage. It's about an hour and 115 minutes long. And the VHS is about 95 minutes long. Here's the DVD specials. I've never offered a deal like this. I just want to get this out to people now. It's a great new film. One DVD, $19.95. Two DVDs, $25.95. You save $14. Three DVDs, $31.95. You save $28. Four DVDs, $37.95. You save $42. Five DVDs, $43.95. You save $56. So buy one for yourself and buy four more for $5.95 a piece. Give them to people. Original, you know, high-quality DVDs with all the menus and the nice pretty color cover, nice eye candy for folks. And they'll watch it and they'll wake up. Make copies of it. Get it out to people. You want to sell it in your store or business. Take advantage of this. You're getting them for $5.95. You can sell them for $19.95. I just want to get them out to people. And VHS is a little bit more. One copy, $19.95. Two copies, $29.95. Three copies, $39.95. Four copies, $49.95. Five copies, $59.95. You save $39.80. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to order American Dictators or any of my other videos. We've got some other great specials as well. By calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. By the way, you also save on shipping when you get more than one. Because shipping one thing, UPS Ground, is like $6. Shipping two things, UPS Ground, is $6. Three things, it's like $7. Four things, it's like $7. Really, there's no more extra charge for getting multiple copies shipping-wise. And it comes to you real quick. You get a tracking number and all that good stuff, so you make sure you get it. So 1-888-253-3139. Take advantage of this. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Innocent people and torturing the living daylights out of them. It's taking them out the third world countries to have this done. And the British admit they're getting false info from Uzbekistan and others who are torturing people. And it's just thoroughly disgusting, totally un-American. And meanwhile, again, you know that oil's hit $54 a gallon. That'll have ripples to the economy on food prices, clothes prices, electronics, everything that's shipped, coal oil prices, fuel oil prices, natural gas prices, very, very serious. Nuclear bomb equipment lost in Iraq. Our government has now lost nuclear bomb equipment, and they claim. And then, of course, there's a nuclear or hydrogen weapon off the coast of Georgia, which is radiating the fish and everything now, what they dropped decades ago and couldn't find, so that's more fun there. And seven U.S. groups asked the U.N. for vote observers, AP reports. Again, the U.N. being seen as the boss to come in and expose the election fraud here when the U.N. actually runs that worldwide. So we have Beelzebub being called in to oversee Lucifer, or Hermann Göring to oversee Hitler. It's just ridiculous. An incredible article out of The Economist, Science and Technology, that's on my website. Efforts are underway to create a computer the size of the world, and it says every shirt, shoes, your car, your body temperature, cameras, it'll all be integrated until everything has computer parts in it tracking you. The stated goal of grid computing is to create a worldwide network of computers interconnected so well and fast that they all act as one, and it goes on to the, says it'll track and control everything you do. So now they're using my terms here. Annan to use Irish trip to push plan for hit squads. I could have spent all day on this. Unbelievable. Irish Times, the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan will use Irish visit this week to promote plans for emergency military intervention by EU battle groups on behalf of the UN in crisis situations, which could involve Irish troops. And that's what one of the head foreign affairs ministers says. And they're going to go around and actually go in and take out leaders and kill leaders and take over, just what our government's called for. So now the EU, NATO, all of it going under UN control. And then they just grabbed indie media sites, shutting down 20 sites, grabbing two servers. And the FBI said, hey, it's under foreign law. We don't have to tell you while we're doing it. This is a request of Italy, fascist Italy, and Switzerland. So global government, folks, here it is. Just absolutely amazing. Let's jam a call in here. Who's up first here? Ed in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Good show as usual. Listen, to demonstrate your paradigm shift here concerning left and right, just to let the folks know that on the left, Dick Gregory has teamed up with FBI veteran Ted Gunderson and sponsored by the American Free Press newspaper, with Anthony J. Hilder in tow, they are going to every major city this fall, Alex, challenging the official version of 9/11 using some of your information and Stanley Hilton's. So I just wanted people to know that that 9/11, that's what they're predicated this whole Patriot Act, police state, the war in Iraq, etc. on, and yet they will not talk about the details as you bring them forth. So I just wanted people to know that even someone like Dick Gregory and someone like Ted Gunderson have common cause, as you are demonstrating and educating the folks, to bring it to the government. And now we see in the American Free Press where Mr. Hilton had his office raided. He's got everything all in different safe spots around the country, the information, but he thinks they're out to intimidate
him. That came out in American Free Press. Is that online?
Yep. This latest October 11th issue, if you want to check it out.
Okay, does it mention his radio interviews here?
Well, actually it does. You're brought up, I believe, in that same article. It is brought up. In fact, Stanley Hilder's been on the Barbara Jean Show.
Hey, you know what? We're out of time, but is that article online?
No.
Well, I've got to get
other than if you get the whole American Free Press online, do you,
okay,
Alex?
Okay, I'm out of time, sir. I apologize. Hope somebody will mail me that. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm glad that story is getting out. And just God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Just get out there and take on the New World Order.